What is Easter really all about? That's a question we start with today. Because it's not really about eggs, and it's not necessarily about the Easter bunny. Is it about the cross and lilies, a tomb that is empty? Is it about candy? And what is the Easter journey about? Is it about resurrection and an empty tomb? Easter, I think, celebrates the day that everything changed. It was on Easter that God sacrificed His Son, Jesus, so that we would have the opportunity to be changed and transformed into the kind of people that cared more about others than we do about ourselves. Jesus made the journey to the cross, and today we join Him on that journey of change and transformation. Today, we prepare for this journey by reading the beginning and the end of John's Gospel. Join me now in that reading. In the beginning was the one who is called the Word. The Word was with God and was truly God. From the very beginning, the Word was with God, and with this Word, God created all things. Nothing was made without the Word, and everything that was created received its life from Him. And His life gave light to everyone. The light keeps shining in the dark, and darkness has never put it out. God sent a man named John, who came to tell about the light and so lead all people to have faith. John wasn't that light. He came only to tell about the light. The true light that shines on everyone was coming into the world. The Word was in the world, but no one knew Him, though God made the world with His Word. He came into His own world, but His own nation did not welcome Him. Yet some people accepted Him and put their faith in Him. So He gave them the right to be the children of God. They were not God's children by nature or because of any human desires. God Himself was the one who made them His children. The Word became a human being and lived here with us. We saw His true glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. From Him all kindness and all the truth of God have come down to us. This disciple is the one who told all of this. He wrote it, and we know he is telling the truth. Jesus did many other things. If they were all written in books, I don't suppose there would be room enough in the whole world for all the books. The Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Are you one of those people who always wants and expects that people are going to thank you when you do something for them? Are you always looking for your name in lights? Like written and directed and produced and starring Michael Weeks? That's me, by the way. Is that what you're looking for? Or, you know, down on the sign, if it said, Reverend Michael Weeks invites you to / Christian Church this Sunday, you know, in big lights on the sign out by the road? Or you're looking for a billboard of thanks or a poster, you know, put up in all the businesses around town that recognizes you and thanks you for the things you've done. One of the curiosities to me of the Gospel of John is really the opposite of looking for your name in lights. Very likely, the Gospel of John is written by one of the 12 disciples, the one called John. I mean, that's what scholars believe. But it never says in the text that it was John who wrote this down. As a matter of fact, he avoids actually saying his name. He refers to himself as the other disciple in the 20th chapter of John. And he says in another place, and one of the disciples. And he also says the one that Jesus loved in another place in the text. But he never says his name or points it out. And I think his effort to hide his name might be what really happens to a person when they meet and encounter Jesus. They are changed and transformed. And suddenly, having your name in lights and being recognized no longer matters. Because when we have a real encounter with God, you start living one changed life. The desire to receive glory suddenly is gone. You don't want that recognition. It's not the most important thing. The important thing is when you in your life see a need and you step in and help, and that person goes away changed and transformed because the love of God is in you and you have shared that with them. The fact that you're a disciple of Jesus and have His love is enough for you, and you have been His hands and feet on the earth. The only ones that Jesus has are yours. We're going to spend some time with the stories of transformation during Lent, these 40 days between last Wednesday and Easter. It's 40 days and 6 Sundays. When we talk about how people were changed when they met Jesus. And in so doing, I hope, find change in our own lives. Because as we pointed out at the beginning, the central focus of Easter is this change and transformation that comes over the world and came over each person who met Jesus. So how can these stories change us during Lent? That is the focus of our worship time together of changed. Because there are certain points of emphasis in John's gospel that I want to talk about today. I'm calling this little talk we're having the prelude to change. I said it this morning and I still think it's right. It's really not a good title for this message. But if we're going to talk about John, I want you to understand its themes and understand the way that John tells us Jesus' story. Because the three themes, the Word, the Light, and the Right, are central to us understanding these stories of change. This gospel is more deeply spiritual than any of the other gospels. It includes some of the loftiest and most loved verses in the Bible, which point out, and many people believe, that this is the gospel of light, because it talks about this light which has come into the world. It talks about the Word. Think about some of the most famous verses you've ever heard. The Word became flesh and dwelled among us. That's only in John's gospel. Jesus, in other words, was the Word that created it all. For God so loved the world. Those verses are only in John. You who are without sin, cast the first stone. That is John's theme of righteousness, or the theme of being right. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life. If you have time this week, I believe you could even Google this. Google what is in John's gospel that is not in the other synoptic gospels. That's what we call Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And you'll be stunned to see things that they have in common and the things that they don't share, because they're only in John. John talks about Jesus differently than any of the other Gospels. The other Gospels focus on the kingdom of God, but John only talks about the kingdom of God twice in his Gospel, because in John, it is when you meet Jesus that you actually meet God. Not in the building of the kingdom in the same way that the other Gospels talk about it. And so you know now why we focus on John for change and transformation during Lent. We want to be changed by these stories, just as the people who met Jesus were changed. This Lenten journey towards the cross, towards Easter, celebrating stories of change and transformation. Make no mistake, Jesus walked a real road through Judea. He encountered real people with real challenges, real needs. They had real problems. They had real heartaches. Some of them were looking for healing. Some of them for forgiveness. Some of the people Jesus encountered just wanted to be a part of the community again because they had been cast out. And when they met Jesus, their lives changed. Our transformation stories are actually starting the very same way. It is when we meet Jesus that our lives change. Think about it this way. We started with this. Have you ever, expected to be thanked for something and you felt neglected if you weren't? How and what do you think you should do if that happens from now on? I invite you to reread John chapter 1 this week and ask yourself what else the Holy Spirit wants you to change during Lent. Amen? Amen.